Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming up next on the JBTV podcast is Jeff Freiberger.
This is Jeff Freiberger with MediaCoin LLC and the Music Crypto Geeks family. We'll see you here in a minute. Coming up next.
We're talking about NFTs. If you're a band, you need to listen to this podcast right here on Pantheon Podcasts.
JBTV. Welcome to the JBTV podcast. Each and every show is dedicated to great music lovers. Are you ready? The podcast starts right here, right now.
New music.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me okay?
I can. How are you?
I am doing good.
I said I'm not too ugly for you, am I?
No. I even made a graphic for you back here. I noticed on your videos, you have three different looks. You're in a suit and tie on one of them, right?
Yeah.
And then on another one, you're like, this hip guy.
Well, it's funny. For years, I traveled around. I basically, when I got into music, I was basically representing investors and brands. The very first music video I showed up to a long time ago when I was a kid, I showed up just with, ball cap, jeans and hat. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. We're just country boys here. And nobody believed me. Wow. Nobody took me serious. Yeah. So I had to start wearing a suit, no tie, and kind of learned real quick the power of a suit. So when I don't have to wear one, I don't.
Yeah. We deal with bands here at JBTV. Have you ever heard of our show before?
I have.
Oh, cool.
I did. And it took me, and I saw your logo back there and I was like, wait a minute, is that the same? Ironically, yeah, I have.
Normally I have artists on, with bands and everything, but, sure. And they always ask me, what about NFTs? And I go, I don't know. Cause it's such a new thing, And so when I saw this about you doing this, I thought, I'm going to dedicate a show just to NFTs. So let's just start out with the very basics. What is an NFT for those that don't know? Because I looked at your videos and you said, well, it's like a bag. And in that bag, you can have wine, you can have exotic trips, you can have whatever you want in there. And they think a lot of NFTs are just a picture or a photo or whatever. So give us the official description of an NFT.
So just so nobody gets their feelings hurt, they're both right, right? So they are pictures, right? When you buy an NFT, the picture is the representation of the NFT itself, all right? So an NFT is a grocery bag, just like I said. However that grocery bag looks, what's inside of it is what you are purchasing when you purchase the NFT, all right? So I'm going to back up just a little bit, and I'll give you just a real quick crash course so we can catch everybody up. NFT is important. So one problem that we have in our country and in the world is fraud, right? Credit card fraud, transaction fraud. Banks really struggle with this, all right? And it's gotten a lot worse. Blockchaining information makes it so that if it is you, it's you. If it's not you, it makes sense. You can't hide from it, right? It makes it pretty much foolproof. It's a developer-based and invented program. And the way that you beat fraud in today's world on the internet is you have to have speed. All right. So when you're talking about centralized servers, it doesn't take very much to break into a one centralized server and have everybody's information. Blockchain gives you the ability to every transaction be put together with two anonymous developers, miners, right, in different parts of the world. And when that transaction happens, which is in milliseconds, another one follows on top of it and another one follows on top of it. Another one follows on top of it. So because you've got so much speed collectively with these developers, you eliminate the even the physical possibility of being able to hack. So with that being said, there's a lot that had to happen. You know, Bitcoin was launched and invented, and then you would, for Bitcoin to even get to this point where we can get to NFTs, you'd have to have a crypto exchange to be able to exchange crypto to even make it relevant, right? Somewhere along the way, it became a replacement for currency, right? Or the idea of it being its own currency. Well, then people started buying into real money. So now it is real currency. And then the banks had to back it, which just happened. And then the cryptographic codes that are, you know, cryptocurrency can purchase other things that are on the blockchain, which is what an NFT is. So an NFT is literally the first real thing that you can exchange and purchase amongst each other using crypto to buy it. So if you look now, our money system is changing to the USD coin, which is already happened. Biden put out the executive order. Tell you how fast this has happened. Biden put out the executive order, what, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, stating that we were going to entertain a USD coin, entertain it. And then 2 weeks later, USD coin actually was launched. I'll show you.
Cool.
Because I was one of the first people in line to get this.
So this will be worth lots of money.
Oh, it's yeah. Well, this, you know, I've already got my Coinbase debit card, which is cryptocurrency. Well, how does it make sense for music, right? So I just wrote an article on this earlier for somebody to kind of explain this out. You know, the music industry, the person that makes the least money in music is the artist, right?
It's crazy, isn't it? You would think they'd be the top of the list, like the CEO of a big corporation would be. They're the singer. They're the main guy, the main dude.
They're the fuel, right? Because without music, you don't have anything. And I've always had a passion for music. That's why I do it. I used to bring investment to the table so the guys could get their music video shot, which is why I've got all these Lil Wayne videos and Drake videos and things. You know, even that caliber of that, there's a producer that has to shoot the music video, right? And they can only work with the budgets that they have. So most of the time, they didn't have sufficient budget. So he would lean on guys like me that would have a brand that would make sense and come in and bring some of the sponsorship dollars to the table. And we created a partnership. It worked out for both brands because brand exposure would go up, which would increase our sales. And then the artists would get what they need, which is just money, right? To shoot these music videos.
Is that product placement, you would say?
That is product placement. Product placement. Yeah. Which at the end of the day is a partnership because the music artist has to choose whether or not they want to be associated.
And a lot of them are fans, especially with equipment, with musicians, they have different instruments. They have different brands. They are wearing clothing that they either make or they buy or whatever. So there's so many different areas. It's cool. So go on. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Right. So the way the NFTs can work in the music industry, NFTs are a way to bypass all of that for the artist. It's a direct-to-consumer transaction. And there's a multi-trillion dollar purse in the world of crypto that nobody has anything to buy. And NFTs are literally worth what you pay for them, right? You want to think about them like stocks, right? If you can imagine getting in on a stock on the ground floor, it's a stock transaction. Every time you change hands with it, you can hold on to it and it'll grow. You can loan against them. There's all kinds of things. For a music artist, let's just say you've got a music artist and he does, I'm going to use Spotify as an example. 330,000, 30 spins on Spotify or streams on Spotify will pay an artist $1,000, right? So just that's how, and that's not including what everybody else gets, right? You know this, right? Now, who's buying these streams? Their customers. Or who's listening to these streams? Their customers. So you take an artist that has 2 million people on their Instagrams because everybody's self-made now. That's the world we live in. And this artist comes out and he says, you know, I've got 300,000 copies of this single I'm going to release, and there's only going to be 300,000 of them. In order for you to get it, you've got to purchase the NFT. Let's say they buy it for $1, cost $1. That artist now made $300,000. Mm-hmm. It goes directly to them. The revenue streams are significantly different. So now then the artist has the power. Like with us, I can take a music artist and I can say, and we're doing this now. I can take a music artist and I can say, okay, how much do you want your manager to make? What's your agreement? Okay, well, he makes 30%, you know. Okay, well, in the smart contract, when that NFT is sold, 70% of it goes to the music artist, 30% of it goes to the manager. Well, there's nowhere else that it goes. It's their song. It's their money. Technically, it's not considered currency yet, So they're not breaching any contracts, because luckily right now we're still in that state where, you know, it's basically a firewall. You know, it's a cryptographic code. Cryptocurrency isn't considered currency until you take it out. So for the artists, it's a way to get around all this red tape that has to do with USD transactions, but they get paid direct. All right. And that's just for one song. Now, let's just say, hey, I've got this guy. He's going to do what? Let's take Nirvana's Unplugged, one of the greatest unplugged, acoustic sessions ever, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say we're in that we have them in this world. Nirvana could say, hey, you know what? We're going to sell 1 million NFTs to live stream this set, right? Now, what that means is there's only a million, in this case, it would only be 1 million copies of this. They sell 1 million for $1. They film it. They play their jam session. And then those 1 million people decide, hey, this thing's got value, right? Because there's only 1 million of them. They resell them to other people. They flip the NFT. Every time that NFT flips, there's a royalty structure that is paid directly to the music artist. And here's the cool thing. With an NFT, it can't change. If I write in the beginning of that, hey, this artist is going to get 70% and 30% to the manager, and we deploy that contract, you can't change it. Every time that NFT flips, you don't have to go through any kind of exchange. You don't have to go through any kind of notary. There's nothing. There's no processing. It's automatic every time that changes hands. These artists, I guess, in short, through NFTs, they control what they make, really. You know what I mean? And it can be anything. We can NFT footage. Say Tupac and Biggie shook hands one day and somebody got that footage. You could sell copies of it. I mean, there's anything, you name it, you can do it. And it really is like, you know, so now, you know, you take NFTs. Now, why are NFTs important? Everybody keeps talking about this metaverse. Well, the metaverse, it's happening, right? And basically, it's a virtual reality world. NFTs have to exist so that you can purchase things in the metaverse. Cryptocurrency invented a way to buy things. The way to buy things can be embedded into what's called a metaverse, which is a VR setting. And let's just say somebody wants to go into, because we're already building a metaverse. I've already got one that's in development now. We're just tightening up the details of it. In this metaverse, we have our own currency that's already minted. It's called MediaCoin. You'll be able to go into this metaverse, exchange out for things. Let's just say you want to buy some studio time. You can go into this metaverse and you can work with, let's say they want to stop in the JBTV studio. They can stop in, talk to you and your avatar, and so say they want to buy some studio time. You can take legal payment through that, exchange that, you know, where everything's ledgered at. And it's a way basically to buy things virtually.
Wow. It's a whole new world, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And the cool thing is, you know, it's happening. You know, this was pie in the sky 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, Bitcoin was literally just a way to track transactions. Wasn't supposed to be this. It was ideally, you know, it would have been awesome if it would have been this. But if you'd have told us this 9 years ago, this is going to happen, I'd have told you no. But it's here. So
it's crazy because, again, all these new bands have. So according to what you're saying, a new band could have 10 different songs on their brand new release that they're putting out. And each one can be its own NFT.
100%.
Yeah.
No limit.
And then they could do posters and have an NFT just for that. And then they could maybe they could do a limited edition thing where, hey, you can meet with the band and we could like talk or something. That could be another part of that NFT.
I'll give you one. I've got a concert hall that we're building in our, it's called MediaCoin City. It's a city block. So I'm building a city block for our metaverse. And we're going to have amphitheaters in there. You know, an artist can say, hey, we're going to meet down here in this amphitheater, because people communicate just like this now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, this is the new way of communicating across, you know, you can go across the country and talk to somebody just like this, right? Well, now they'll make it where, you know, you're basically talking through avatars, right? So we could have, you know, whatever, we can have XYZ band at our amphitheater shaking hands, saying, hey, you're talking really to these people through microphones and whatnot. And then they can showcase some private, you know, stuff. Maybe there's a song that nobody knows about yet. And the only way that you can get access to it is to buy into their NFT and be a part of this community, which that's what Music Crypto Geeks is. Mm-hmm. When, you know, we've got 10,000 spots, that 3,500 of them are executive producer spots. They're a little more expensive, but you're going to cut, you get access to our Music Crypto Geeks meeting hall. And that's a board. It's a place where we're going to have board meetings about projects that are coming up. You know, hey, we've got, we can go this direction with these music videos. What's everybody think? You know, say I, you know, that kind of stuff. But there's, you know, recording studios and things like that. They buy into their NFT. Maybe they give them access to certain parts of a metaverse like us. We'll provide this that are only exclusive to people that are in their fan club. And then what's crazy is, you know, I couldn't count how many phone calls we get of guys trying to get into the space. And there's not a whole lot of people that have been in it as long as we have developing. They don't have the access to do it in-house. They don't have the understanding of how to make this work with the utilities, like the stuff I'm telling you, the tangibles, the utilities. A lot of folks don't grasp the concept that that's what an NFT is supposed to do. It's supposed to be, it's supposed to represent something. You're supposed to get something for it. Well, once you grasp that concept and how easy it is to do it, it really is sky's the limit. We're really excited about what we got going on, man.
Wow. And you're building a performing arts center. You're going to have, tell us about Music Crypto Geeks. What is that? And when did you start that?
So I know it's cool, man. So, you know, I love music. I've always loved music. You know, I come from the automotive world, automotive finance, you know, investment world, but music, my mom was a folk singer in the Philippines coming over here. And my dad was a Marine and we grew up poor, but there was one thing we always had. We always had two guitars in the house. And I learned how to play guitar when I was a kid. And we're talking old Rocky, you know, old Rocky Top songs, you know.
My uncle wrote that.
Get out of here.
Bootle O'Brien. Yeah. Rocky Top. He did all the Everly Brothers songs and stuff back in the day. Yeah,
man. And I'm a big believer. See, it's stuff like this. My whole life. It's crazy. My whole life, I have, I don't know, things have always worked out. I got stories like this. Like, what are the chances that I would say that? And then you're related to the guy. I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, music has been like that for me. You know, it's a love of mine. Everybody loves music. It's the one thing that everybody has something they can talk about as far as that goes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, whatever, either side, any extreme, music brings people together. Even when I went through my surgeries and stuff, my doctor, Dr. Michael McGee at Northwestern Hospital, listened to music during the surgery. Yeah.
The coolest thing for me and why I love music so much and why I love surgery so much is for 8 to 10 hours each day in the operating room, I can just listen to whatever I want. Oh, yeah, and so I got to pick and I was like, boy, you know, this is a long operation, but you know, at the time we used to listen to radio and listen to all the breaks and we used to listen to cool Chicago radio stations. And now with iPads and Spotify and everything else, you can listen to exactly what you want. So we listen to the Wombats all the time. And actually we listen to the Wombats during your surgery, Jerry.
Oh,
so
really?
Yeah. So it all comes together.
This is insane. I didn't believe that.
I was telling this story to some guys that work with our PR firm. This is a true story. About a couple weeks ago, I had some guys that were Mennonites. I had to do some finance for them. And these guys were buying, you know, they were buying quite a bit of, you know, spending a big chunk of change, you know, on some equipment. And, you know, if you don't know, they don't really interact with the outside world because in their religion that, you know, we are sinners, right? We're doing everything wrong. You know, I tried to break the ice a little bit and these guys just would not talk to me. Mm. I thought, man, you know, this is kind of strange. You got that awkward silence. And finally, I said, hey, guys, what do Mennonites listen to? And they kind of looked at each other and they said, well, like I was the only one in the world didn't know. They said, well, a cappella. And I said, a cappella. So where do guys that don't use electricity, where do you get a cappella from, right? And these guys, when I say Mennonites, I'm talking like fedora hats. They smelled like a gym locker. You know, even though their clothes were clean, you just can't wash the sweat off. Hands had calluses on them. I mean, these guys are getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to work till the sun goes down. That's just their life, right? So I'm intrigued. But they said they couldn't listen to any music that didn't have, that had stringed instrument, any kind of man-made instruments. They couldn't do it. So I said, a cappella. I said, where do you get a cappella from? And they said, well, when we're young, we are put in a quartet and we learn how to sing a cappella our whole lives. And then we sing in church. These guys are in their 40s. All right. Now I'm intrigued. I'm like, I got to hear this. So I said, you got to sing something. And they looked at each other. And I mean, without flinching, these two guys sang a cappella and I cried. It was that good. It moved me. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, why doesn't the rest of the world know about this? You know, I would never known. And After that happened, you'd have thought we didn't own each other for 30 years. We just started talking. They started talking about their religion. I started talking about my music background. And it was the coolest thing in the world. And it's examples like that. And I'm sure you have these. You could tell these stories too. Music is just that thing. It's the one thing. I think everybody has a favorite song. Everybody has something that, you know, can relate back to music. Every religion has music. It's a love of mine, and it's pretty much led me my whole life. So, you know, Music Crypto Geeks came from now. I have launched brands for other investors and groups pretty much my whole career, and I don't know how I got so lucky to get into blockchain a long time ago and understand it at where it's at now. But when they flipped the switch where they've got NFT exchanges, that was really the last piece to be able to put a lot of stuff that I'm doing in place. And it was that aha moment that, okay, let's go do this. You know, like I know what I'm doing. I do all our development in house. I've got the music expertise. I've got more music videos lined up than I can count. You know, well, you know, there's a lot of people in music trying to do stuff. We're shooting a couple music videos this weekend. And it'll be a way for us to continue to bridge that gap for the music artists, do what we love, and really be able to lend a lot of expertise to it. And I want to involve people. You know, I come from the securities world, working with stocks and traders and investors. And I wanted to take this to the next level with people that come into this and share in the ownership with them. You know, let them be a part of this because, you know, it's changed my life. Music has really blessed me. I've done very well. You know, I met a lot of really neat people, man. I couldn't rewrite a life like this. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I believe that moving forward, this is, you know, kind of knowing what I know now. With this project, I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. I like seeing people come along, you know, that's why Music Crypto Geeks.
Wow. That's cool. I wish you were here in Chicago. I want to build a performing arts center too, but it costs so much money.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll do one on Metaverse for you.
Yeah.
You know, I'll name it. Yeah. No problem.
Well, you know, I look at all these locations right now in the city that are just sitting there vacant, and they could be like pop-up locations. I like to invite 150 people for a private performance. That's what I've been doing for 38 years. You know, either we started out at the Metro here in Chicago, which I don't know if you've been to Chicago.
Yeah, very familiar.
And the Vic and the, you know, all these different places. And then I had to build my own studio because it gets, as you know, when you go to a venue, you got to get there at 10 in the morning, and then you sit around till 2 in the afternoon for sound check, and then you sit around till 8 to 10 o'clock at night when they first go on.
Right.
And then the band plays. You get this great performance with 8 to 10 cameras I shoot with, record everything properly. And then you wait till about 2:30 in the morning before you can load out.
Right.
It costs a lot of money to do that when you got a crew with all this equipment and everything. So I built my own studio, and until COVID hit, I had to close it, you know, because nobody was touring. Yeah. But I'm trying to get it all restarted and build a new studio, you know, so that we can have artists come in. You know, tomorrow I got the Black Clouds, a new band out of Chicago that is just getting together. They haven't released anything yet. Okay. And, you know, it's like I'll mention, you know, NFTs.
Well, that's
going to be
the thing,
a way because they already got an album done. They've already got it recorded. It's just ready to get released. You know, their new stuff is.
And you wouldn't believe, you know, and I put some of those videos on there. You know, we're moving so fast. We can't get the content done fast enough. You know, like I'm more focused on coding metaverses, coding recording studios, launching NFT, because it's a lot of work. You know, it's when you say somebody wants to launch an NFT, there's a whole lot of animal attached to that tail. You know, the part of, because where are you going to launch it at? I had a group that I was just talking with. They launched an NFT, but nobody knew where to find it. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's a reason why OpenSea is so important. You know, there's levels of where you launch your NFT at. You know, you want to launch it in the NBA, or you want to launch it in, you know, at the high school level, you know, where people don't really know where to find you. You know, all of ours are right in line with Bored Ape Yacht Club and CryptoPunks, as far as where they're listed at, the caliber of them, the properties, all that stuff. Now, our utilities are, I feel like we're doing something completely different than everybody else. You know, we're not selling art. We're selling art, but we're selling what's in the art. You know, we've got a handful of independent music artists that we're supporting, and we've got access to, just like you, you know, recording studios in Manhattan. We're going to be able to, you know, let these guys come in with a, you know, a Grammy winning producer and really put some good stuff together, you know, and give that person that would never in a million years ever have the opportunity. Well, you know how it is. They never had that opportunity in a million years before they got gobbled up to meet people like this, right? To have access to these resources and things like that. Well, you know, we can bypass all of that because we are an NFT and we are doing it like this. And we do have the resources. So it's a pretty exciting thing. It'd be, you know, like, for example, we got a music artist that, you know, she's got a beautiful voice. And, you know, like a Lady Gaga, right? Like Stephanie and Akon is a perfect example. You know, she had sound. He knew she was going to be the next Madonna. That was his exact words, you know, and, you know, he took a chance on her. And, you know, and Jimmy Iovine jumped in. And then, you know, a year later, Lady Gaga's winning a Grammy. You know, I mean, that's how fast it happens with the right sound and the right team and really believing in somebody. Because, you know, there's a lot of music artists in the world that they're the greatest things people will never hear about because the industry will just gobble you up.
Yeah. It's like you can be the best artist and have your master sitting in a closet where no one hears them, you know.
Absolutely. 100%. You know, it happens all the time. You know, with this, with the metaverse, we keep talking metaverse with NFTs and having the right, you can keep all the bad stuff out, keep all the good stuff in. You really can't control your own destiny as a music artist. You want to be big, you know, embrace what's going on with NFTs. It's not a coincidence that just about every one of your Fortune 500 companies now are pouring money into this metaverse space, because it really is a way to kind of reset how corrupt everything has gotten in every industry.
So do you take a percentage of this or something to help an artist out, or how does it work with you, or how does that?
I try and be fair with the artist. I mean, you know, I offer something that nobody else can do for them. Very few people can do for them. And we negotiate the splits. You know, I've gone as little as, you know, 10% to 30% to 50%, just depending on what they need, you know, because really at the end of the day, the artists, they control their own growth, right? They still have to market themselves. They still have to build their fan base. This isn't a magic pill. You know, this isn't a sit down and let somebody else do your work type thing. This just opens you up to a very big world that will listen to you, because they're, like I said, there's not a lot of people are just now starting to dab into this. And as far as I know, it's limited right now to just ticket sale. You know, you got a handful of artists that have launched NFTs for tickets for events. That is an application of it, but that's a very small piece of a very large opportunity in this industry. And if you want to think about it like this, with so much crypto actually in the space, I mean, it's you know, it's $3-4 trillion. I mean, that's a lot of money, and nothing to buy. It would be like everybody holding on to these Chuck E. Cheese tokens and nothing at the prize counter. So people wonder, well, why are these guys buying these Bored Ape Yacht Clubs and things like that? There's nothing to buy. Yeah, to them, it's an investment. To most people, it's an investment. Crypto is an investment. They're just diversifying their investment. You know, they're buying high-end art. But you can diversify it even further. You know, like in our metaverse world, I got the provisional patent to sell vehicles and ATVs and RVs.
Wow.
And in our metaverse world, I've actually got a dealership built out. You can go in there, buy this NFT, and say you want to buy a Lamborghini Huracan. You will get the real car. You're just buying the title.
And an album.
And an album. Hey, you know what? It comes with an album. Yeah, why not? You know, wow. I mean, it's sky's the limits. And, you know, that's ultimately what's, you know, because, you know, money is, it's a smart thing for money to go cryptographic to protect it, for one. You know, I've got a gentleman that I help recover some money, and people don't understand the tracking capabilities of it's what really makes it special. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a gentleman that was buying some gold. And one a very big, you know, very big credible gold company, and he did a BitPay transaction. And the way that that works is it's done off the blockchain because it goes to a bank and then the bank clears it. Well, it went to the bank but never made it to the gold place. So he lost $4,500. It was just gone. Mm. And I just happened to be, you know, out. He had brought it up and I said, well, you know, you can get it. We can find it. Sat down. It took me 10 minutes. I showed him exactly where it was sitting at. All he had to do was send them an email, let them know, had the verification codes, the ins and outs. Wow. They sent his money back. But in any other case, who's going to find it? You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, but these are the kinds of things that, you know, solve it. And I want to clarify something too, that people really have. I hear this a lot. Crypto does not replace money. All it is you're just, it is a safeguard between transactions and your money. It's not going to replace the dollar. That's not what it was. That's not what it's intended to do. You know, you have to buy into crypto to buy into these things. And if it is what it is, it gets paid for. And if it's not, you don't lose it.
Well, we're running out of time, according to our little clock on the screen here. So if I'm a band and I want to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
Send me an email at jeff@mediacoinllc.com.
Okay.
And yeah, or shoot me a text, 502-558-7596. Both of those are on our website.
Cool. Well, thank you, Jeff. This has been entertaining. Did you have fun?
I always have fun, man.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to catch up again when we have more time. Anything else you want to add before we get cut off on Zoom?
No. Well, I tell you what, if you want to check out the collection, if you want to be a music crypto geek, just go to musiccryptogeeks.com. or musiccryptogeeks.io, and you can check us out and check out the collection. We're going to be doing a whole lot more updates. And
gee, JBTV, we should do that here at JBTV. I could have the same thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, because yeah, I got like tons of all these videos that I could do digital pictures of.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these bands that were, you know, we had BTS at JBTV at the very, very beginning. The
really?
First performance on television in America was on JBTV, but now they're everywhere.
Hey, man, you just never know. You know, it's funny how life works like that.
It sure is, isn't it? And as we bring it all around, it's music, music, music. That's really
music,
the
music, man.
That's been my passion. I've been doing JBTV for 38 years, and it got me through all my medical issues, and now I'm rocking and rolling again.
Oh,
I can't wait to do more. So,
Cool.
Well, thank you for being on JBTV.
You bet, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here. And yeah, thanks for having us.
You're always welcome on our show. If you have new updates or new things you want to promote, let us know, and especially if it's music-related, you know.
Center.
You're the real rock and roll geek behind Music Crypto Geeks.
I am the OG geek, that is for sure.
Yeah. And you know, with iPhones, you can deck them out like I did too, you know.
It's incredible now.
It's amazing what these things do, you know, especially the new iPhone 13. Hey, that's could
oh,
be
yeah.
This should be product placement. $1 million.
100%. I'm telling you. You know what they're doing with these iPhones as far as videos and graphic effects?
Insane.
Is mind blowing.
Yeah. Stuff we couldn't do 10 years ago at all, unless you had a $60,000 camera and tons of lights and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an amazing time we live in. It's just so great. And it's so good that NFTs and all these new digital ways of doing things are happening now. So. Yeah. You know, the future is here.
Yes, absolutely. And it's so easy. So easy for guys.
Yeah. Have fun doing your next thing, whatever big project, and have fun with your music videos this weekend. You'll be working weekend.
We always do, man.
Cool.
Always do. All right, Jerry. We'll talk to you, man.
Bye-bye. And keep on rocking from Chicago.
See you, man.
Okay. Bye. Well, there you go, JBTV. Hope you've learned something about NFTs and digital currency. This has been a JBTV presentation from downtown Chicago. Bye-bye. JBTV.
There you go, the JBTV podcast, where we bring you the best music, the best interviews, and it's all unscripted and totally unrehearsed. Follow us on all the social media and spread the word. This is JBTV Music Television, the JBTV podcast. JBTV.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.